The Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, a branch of the Department of Human Services, has a laudable mandate helping people with disabilities find and keep jobs. It can only meet its stated goals if it has the budget, though, and that's the problem. Disability rights advocates and DVR clients say the division is out of money, and the division employees have told them as much. But a Department of Human Services spokesperson dismisses those reports as misinformation. Reporter Suvan Lee sorts out the confusion in today's reality check. Good morning, Suvan.
Good morning, Chris.
Is this as simple as clients being misinformed, as that spokesman said?
Well, I think you really have to take into account what people are saying around the issue. Of course, you have on one hand families who say they've been contacted by DVR reps and counselors saying that their funding will be cut off at some point in the immediate future. Mm-hmm. And you have DHS spokespeople on the other hand saying that's actually misinformation and we apologize for the miscommunication. Your payments will only be delayed and not actually cut off. But it's important to note that sort of the catalyst for all this was an so-called order of selection that was instituted last month. Mm-hmm. That definitively does create a waiting list for potential applicants for disabled job seekers. That much is true. So I think a lot of the swirl of confusion sort of stems from that development last month, which in fact is in place, and that is true moving forward.
Well, that what was the term you used, order of selection?
It's called an order of selection, and this is completely acceptable under federal law. It's not uncommon for states who provide vocational rehabilitation services to clients to enter into an order of selection. And basically, in plain language, what it is it creates a waiting list for those with disabilities. So those with the most severe disabilities are at the top of the list in terms of getting services for their job-seeking efforts. But what it does is it delays services for those who are not as severely disabled. So what it does is basically winnow the potential pool of clients. And the DHS/DVR had to enter into this order essentially because of the funding questions that are in place. And what's happening exactly when it comes to the budgeting and the management of funds isn't totally clear. But according to DHS, they say that they are looking into it and trying to work through it.
Well, order of selection sounds like one of those handy government euphemisms for you're not going to get what you want right now, if ever.
Well, it's part of the federal law. It is under the Federal Rehabilitation Act. It is a mechanism that states can turn to create a waiting list for services. But it's not an ideal situation. As advocates will tell you, it is not preferred. Hawaii actually did this before in 2008, although they came out of it. So it remains to be seen how this is actually going to impact potential clients. And then on the other hand, you have the clients with existing employment plans. So we'll see if their funding does come through continuously.
Well, it's certainly something to keep an eye on, isn't it, Suvan?
We will.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yes, thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Suvan Lee.